The sense that the Belgian government had so many red flags about Ibrahim El-Bakrawi has many Belgians feeling frustrated and angry.
I just feel amazed about that because it's not normal.
That's Olivier Plaquet, a French-speaking Belgian from Brussels. He told us that El-Bakrawi should not have been free to plot this attack, given all that the government knew about him.
But maybe here in Europe, freedom is too important, and sometimes we have to forget that for a while to manage those kind of people.
Another Belgian, Carlos Verstrater, says the attacks raise the need for scrutiny of a complicated and inefficient system of government and law enforcement.
Do you know how many mayors there are here in Brussels? 19. 19? Do you know how many police zones there are only in Brussels? 6. Why not one mayor? Too complicated is that.
One deputy mayor says the sense of alienation felt by the young people in his community needs to be addressed. Karim Mazarus's district is Molenbeek, known for being home to terrorist plotters, including those who planned November's Paris attacks.
There were activity for the children, but no activity, no project for the teenagers. And so I think it's one of the consequences now, the terrorism. So.
Without avenues to integrate into the broader community, he says their only choice is either drugs or the mosque. And for some, that means radicalization.